Nolte, Elizabeth Warren is still lying about her Indian heritage. By John Nolte on February 7, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and the establishment media are hoping to gaslight the American people into believing she has put her Cherokee scandal behind her with an apology. But if you look past the smoke, the mirrors, the parsing and hair splitting, Warren is still lying about her Indian heritage, still standing by her false claim to Native ancestry. "I'm also sorry for not being more mindful of this decades ago," Warren told reporters this week. "Tribes and only tribes determine tribal citizenship. This is what I grew up believing with my brothers, this is my family story," she added. On Tuesday, the far-left Washington Post published a desperate puff piece to save Warren's flailing presidential campaign, and deliberately buried the most damaging news. "Elizabeth Warren apologizes for calling herself Native American," the headline reads, but the headline is not true. Here is what she told the Post. "I can't go back," Warren said. "But I am sorry for furthering confusion on tribal sovereignty and tribal citizenship and the harm that resulted." Speaking of her apology last week to a Cherokee tribal chief, Warren said, "I told him I was sorry for furthering confusion about tribal citizenship." Of identifying as an American Indian during her academic career, she added, "I am also sorry for not being more mindful about this decades ago. We had a good conversation." If you read those quotes closely, though, what Warren is deliberately doing here, and in more ways than one, as I'll explain below, what the media are allowing to do, is muddying the waters by basing her apologies on the issue of tribal citizenship and not her own false claims of Native ancestry. Before I go any further, one thing must be made crystal clear. The DNA test Warren took last year definitively proved that she is whiter than David Caruso at the end of winter. This DNA test proved definitively she has no more claim to Native ancestry than the average white American, and she might even have less of a claim. What's more, and this will be important later, Warren's DNA was not compared to American Indian DNA. Rather, it was compared to genetic material from Colombia, Mexico, and Peru, which means Warren is anywhere from 1/64th to 1/1024th Mexican, Colombian, and Peruvian, which again makes her no different than the average white American. Nevertheless, she persists in refusing to stop lying about her Indian heritage, because as we can all see, she has yet to admit that her native claims were baseless. She has yet to admit her DNA test proved she has been falsely dining out and advancing her career for decades based on a lie. Shamefully, the media are aiding and abetting her lies. The Washington Post published this falsehood Tuesday. In October, Warren released the DNA results showing she had a Native American ancestor 6 to 10 generations ago. "No, no, 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 it did not. The Post is lying. As I mentioned above, all the DNA test proved is that Warren has no more Colombian, Peruvian, and Mexican genome than the average white American, and possibly less. It is the fakest of fake news for the Post to report the DNA results showing she had a Native American ancestor 6 to 10 generations ago when that test showed nothing of the kind. In fact, American Indians have wisely refused to participate in genome testing specifically out of the fear that a mercenary liar like Warren will abuse it in the way she tried to last year. Naturally, the far-left NBC News is also lying for Warren. Here's Thursday's Today Show report on the scandal. Again, NBC reports that Warren has apologized, when she is only apologizing for confusing the issue. Again, NBC spreads the fake news that Warren's DNA test revealed she had a distant Native American relative when it did not. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.